Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's podcast. Today's topic is all about taking time off for yourself to enjoy the life that most of us built our business for. Now, if you're like me, when I started my business, I basically built a job for myself because that's all I knew how to do. I didn't really think like an entrepreneur. I kept thinking like an employee. So there is some mindset work that has to go into it. But I think for me, the most important thing was I was always looking at my never-ending to-do list. And so I would work thinking that I could get it all done. And as you know, your to-do list continues to grow. And I didn't give myself permission to put myself first and take time off. I put my business ahead of everything else in my life. And I suffered for that. My family suffered. I suffered. And I burned out. And I eventually got sick because my body was like, you need to take time off. But I was working, you know, nights and weekends and just every chance I could to really work through that to-do list. And because in my mindset, I had to work really, really hard to make money. But that's not true. That's a mindset issue. So if you find yourself thinking the same way that I did, you really want to step back and look at your mindset because you don't have to work yourself to the bone in order to make a great living. So first off, you need to give yourself permission to take downtime, to take time off, a fun day, a mental health day, vacations, holidays, whatever you want to call it. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, I work for myself. How can I take that time off? Well, build into the rates that you charge for your packages, retainers, or projects, you know, some cushions so you have money and time to take off. Don't charge just the minimum rate that you need, your minimum baseline rate. Make sure you're building in some cushion there in your rates that allow you to take the time off that you need. Because when you take time off, you're actually refreshing your mind and your soul, and you're going to be more productive and fresh when you come back to your office. Here in the US, this week is Thanksgiving. And I've actually given myself permission to pretty much take the whole week off, but I've stopped in my office just a couple hours yesterday and today, and then I'll be off tomorrow through Monday. And when I get back, I'll be refreshed and ready to hit the ground. And you know what? All the work that I needed to do will still be there when I get back. My to-do list will still be there. I'll have a bigger inbox, but it's the same thing when you have a job. It'll all wait for you. So give yourself permission to take time off. You know, schedule those holidays, schedule a mental health day, have fun, take a vacation, and build into your rates the money that you need to give yourself the cushion to take those times or dates or days or weeks or months, whatever it is, off for yourself. And keep in mind that most of us built our business because we wanted freedom or flexibility. Ask yourself, are you allowing yourself that freedom and flexibility that you want? And if you're not, why? Is it because of money? Is it because of mindset? You know, really get clear on what's holding you back and then start the new year with a new, fresh outlook and give yourself the permission to take time off. You know, this is part of setting boundaries, and setting boundaries was hard for me to set boundaries for myself. It was easy for me to set boundaries with my clients, but for myself, I had a hard time doing that. And what I mean by that is setting business hours for yourself. These are the hours that you work. And it took me probably about 2 months to really embrace it. And so now I have a start time and an end time, and I stop at my end time where I used to not. And I don't work weekends anymore, and I don't work nights anymore. And I can tell you that it has had such a tremendous change in my business and my own life that I'm like, why didn't I do this before? Because my mindset told me I had to work really, really hard, and I had to work all the time in order to be successful. And that was just a mindset issue that I had to fix. Give yourself permission to take time off and take vacations and to enjoy the life that you built your business to enjoy, that freedom and flexibility. And another side note is if you're offering admin type services, this might be time to pivot and start offering freedom-based skills, the skills that give you the freedom to work when and where you want so you're not stuck in front of your computer during business hours. The beauty of doing these freedom-based skills, and what I mean by that is, you know, digital marketing skills, technology skills, you can work whenever you want to. So you can actually create your own schedule, which means you can schedule in your downtimes, your holidays, your vacations, those mental fun days. So it gives you a lot more flexibility than if you're working in admin services or admin skills. So it might be time to pivot for the new year if you're craving more freedom and flexibility. So just a very quick podcast today, just to talk about how you can schedule your own vacation time, your holidays, your mental health days, and once again, make sure that you've built into your rates that extra cushion so you have the ability to take this time off. So your action items, if you will, for this podcast is to really step back and ask yourself, are you taking time off for yourself? Are you setting business hours? You know, are you taking weekends off to enjoy life? Are you giving yourself the freedom and flexibility that you wanted when you built your business? And if not, why? Is it money? Is it mindset? And then create a plan to fix those things so in the new year, you can hit the ground running and give yourself this downtime and this breathing space because you will become more productive. You will have fresher ideas, not only for yourself, but also for your clients. So I wish you a happy Thanksgiving for all of us here in the United States. For the rest of you, I wish you a healthy, happy week, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.